Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I'd like to do in today's video is share my best network marketing tips for introverts. Perhaps you're introverted like I am. Maybe you're extroverted. What I want to do in this video is define what an introvert is and share some of my best tips to help them be successful in the business. So what I did is I went on Mother Google and I typed in definition of introvert, and this is what it came up with. An introvert is a person with qualities of a personality type known as introversion, which means they feel more comfortable focusing on their inner thoughts and ideas rather than what's happening externally. They enjoy spending time with just one or two people rather than large groups or crowds. Of course, an introvert will still talk to people. They might be shy, they might be partially shy, but they get their energy from within. That's the biggest difference between an introvert and an extrovert. An introvert, they get their energy from internal sources. An extrovert gets their energy from external sources, normally other people. For an example, when an introvert, when they go to an event, when they come back, they're exhausted. They don't want to be around people for like a week. That describes me to a T. Extroverts, they go to an event, they love it. They're around all kinds of people. They're rubbing elbows. They're laughing. They're having fun. They're sometimes the center of attention, but they're in the crowd and they feed on that energy. So chances are you're either going to be introverted or you're going to be extroverted or you're going to be a little bit of both. So the million-dollar question is, can an introvert be successful in network marketing, or do you have to be some charismatic extrovert? And the answer is introverts can do very well in this industry. So I want to share 9 tips if you're an introvert of what you can do to be more successful in your business. The first thing you want to do is you want to focus on your strengths. Maybe you're not a people person, but I guarantee there are things that you're good at. Maybe you're good at writing. Maybe you're good at teaching. Maybe you're good at listening. Maybe you're good at sharing things one-on-one with people. Focus on what you're good at. And what I like to tell people to do is make a list of 5 or 10 things you can think of that you would feel comfortable doing to grow your business based on who you are as a person. And chances are there's at least a few things that you could do that would work well for you. Number two, you can build a strong online presence. You can do this by having a blog. You can post on social media. You can do well with a YouTube channel. I have this YouTube channel. It's great because I'm still spending all my time alone. It still goes out there in the world, but I'm here at my house by myself, which is what I like best. So by building a strong online presence, you can get your name out there without actually going to large groups of people, without getting out of your comfort zone and striking up conversations with strangers. So I recommend that. Number three, be a good listener. And you're probably already good at this. Most introverts are pretty good listeners, but we can all tone it up a notch and do a little bit better. So make sure that when you do have conversations with people, you're listening to what they say. Leverage writing. This is what I did to build my network marketing business. So I did this the traditional way for about 10 years in the industry, and I did okay, but I struggled for the most part. But then back in 2010, so it's been almost 13 years, if you can believe that, I started writing. And I created a blog and I created the website, and I wrote thousands and thousands of articles, and that got me ranked high in the search engines. And that's how I recruited thousands of people through the years, by having all that written content out there. Now I'm expanding into video and podcasting and other forms of content, but the writing was my bread and butter for many, many years in this industry, about a decade. Number five, focus on content creation. Content is what is going to work to help you recruit people. It could be a video, it could be a podcast, it could be a Facebook Live. It could be a blog post, it could be an article, it could be an email that you write and send to people, but content creation is the magic sauce. A lot of people call this attraction marketing, and basically what you're doing is you are focused on teaching people, serving people, helping people around a specific niche or topic. In this case, it would either be network marketing or the type of product line that you specialize in, and what you would do is you would create content for people in that niche to help them solve their problems. As an example, I'm making this video, Network Marketing Tips for Introverts. I know there are going to be introverts who go to Google and they type in this search phrase, trying to figure out how they can build their business based on their personality. Some of them are going to find this video. Some of them are going to like what I have to say, and they're going to want to get involved. Number six is to leverage your team in your upline. And what I mean by leverage your team is play off their strengths. If you have a team, chances are you have a lot of people with different skills and different personalities than you, that different personalities than you have. So you can play off each other's strengths. Maybe you have your charismatic speaker. Maybe they lead your team meetings on a Thursday night, or maybe they do the in-person events because they love doing that. Maybe you write the ad copy for a lot of your team members because that's what you're good at. So just leverage each other, support each other, help each other, kind of like a husband and wife. They typically, opposites attract. They balance each other out. One person is good at something the other person's not good at, and they work good together when they collaborate. Another thing you should do, and this is going to help you immensely, is to study marketing and lead generation. There are hundreds of ways to get leads and to find new prospects for your business without going to the grocery store, doing the 3-foot rule and prospecting people face to face. So there are hundreds of books on this topic. You can watch YouTube videos about these ideas to learn new skills, but study marketing and lead generation. I recommend a guy named Dan Kennedy and Mike Dillard. Those are the two guys that taught me a lot about marketing, and I know they could help you as well too. The next thing, learn how to build your business online. The internet is here to stay. Some people do very well building their business online. Other people fail miserably. There are some certain skills that you have to develop, and you have to build up a following, which takes time. But pick the strategy that you want to do to build your business online, learn everything you can about it, and then do all-out massive action for a year. Make some mistakes, learn what works, learn what doesn't work. You'll carve out your niche. You'll find your way if you do that, and you immerse yourself in the online marketing, and you pick one or two ways that you want to build your business online, and you do nothing else but focus on those strategies. Finally, number nine, be the best you and don't compare yourself to others. Realize that pretty much everybody in this industry compares themselves to someone else. It's normal. It's human nature to compare yourself. But you are good at things that other people are not good at. Other people are good at things that you're not good at. Life is always going to be that way. Life isn't always fair. But we all have a unique skill set. If we can tap into it, we can do very well in our business. So these are my best network marketing tips for introverts. I hope you found the information helpful. I would love if you would like, comment, share, and subscribe. It'll help our channel out a lot. Also, in the description box below this channel, I have a lot of links and helpful resources to help you start and grow a successful network marketing business. I appreciate you watching this video. We post a new video almost every day, so make sure you check out our other videos too. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.